Good afternoon, everybody. Can you hear what I can hear? No, not my wind chimes or the wind. Something very much louder than that. They're back to school. Now summer is really over. Now I know it. Actually, it's quite nice to hear them in a way. it's quite nice to hear them. It's a nice day. It's sunny. It's quite humid. But I've a problem. I've got a rat on my patio. It's not a live rat. It's not even a whole rat. It's the remains of a dead, half-eaten rat. And now I've got to try and get rid of it, which is very unpleasant. I expect Obi would have done it for me, but he went out in a bit of a rush this morning because he found out from Facebook yesterday or the day before that one of his friends from Nigeria, it actually goes back quite a long way to his university days, is in the UK. He's staying with his sister. I think he's just on a visitor visa. Well, he's not come from Nigeria. He's actually been living in Turkey, but he's come here from Turkey, but he's originally from Nigeria. So he's gone to meet him today. His friend wanted to come around last night as soon as they kind of found out, but it was quite late, and he's living in Lewisham, so it's probably about an hour on the bus. So we said no. Anyway, he's gone to meet him in town. And I'm always really pleased when something like that happens because I think it's nice for both of them. It's nice for him to catch up with his old friends, and it's nice for them to come here and have somebody. I mean, I know this bloke's got his family, which is good, but when you come to a strange country, it can be very daunting, I think. When he came here, he didn't really know anybody apart from me, and one other friend. Well, he's not really a friend, he's an acquaintance, and he's someone he'd really rather not have that much to do with, to be honest. You know, it's okay, he's only met up with him once. But he's very sociable, and Nigerians tend to gravitate together like magnets, and he's actually got more friends locally than I have. And that's a fact. I mean, he has. He's got, you know, he's made a lot of friends since he's been here, makes me happy. Now, Lamb is barking outside. I don't think he's seen the rat yet. That's worrying me. Now I'm wondering, can he hear the kids? I don't know if he's hearing. It's really weird. I think he must be able to. I hope he doesn't bring that rat in. I don't even know where it is out there, and I don't want to walk out there particularly, but I want to brush the dog. So I will go and get my shoes on in a minute and go out and have a scout around. Connor's upstairs, because he's got a day off, but unless he comes down, I'm not going to make him come down and do it. And the culprit, of course, is Chief Wackaboo-Boo. Not to say that the others don't do it, because Pinky doesn't. She's too simple to catch anything. I think the other two do. They usually keep it away from my doorstep. As they say, you don't shit on your own doorstep. It's lovely when the sun just came right out then, and I felt it on my face and on my arms. So I've got to try and scout around and clean that up, which doesn't exactly thrill me, as I'm sure you can imagine. There's not been much to report other than that. Wackaboo-Boo was out all night. Obviously, we know what he was doing now. I did try and call him in about 3 o'clock, but he wasn't around. He normally cries to come in, you know, in the night if he wants to come in, but I don't like them being out at night, to be honest. But, you know, if they're not there, you can't go looking for them, really. So, Obi said he came in this morning looking very tired, and I expect he is after what he's been up to all night. Plus the fact he's eaten it, which often they don't do. It's a charming prospect. I'm really thrilled about it. Anyway, the kids seem in high spirits, as you can hear. It's a beautiful day, it is. It's too nice to be in, really. If I can clean this rat up, when I've done everything I've got to do here, I should go and sit outside for a while. The sun's a bit in and out, you know, it keeps coming in and out, so there's obviously some cloud passing through, but it's hot, and I can tell it's hot. Just coming downstairs, I can tell if the sun's out and if it's hot before I even get to where I can feel it, because I can smell it. Now, that may sound very strange to people, but I've got an outdoor doormat indoors. It's one of those rubber ones that's got holes in. I've got one outside, I've got one indoors. I actually hate having them outside because you get all slugs and that underneath them, and they're quite disgusting. But I've got one indoors just so that it picks the dirt and the dust off people's feet when they come in. Okay, it goes through to the floor underneath, but you know, it doesn't get trodden any further. And then when I vacuum, I just lift that up and do it, and you know, and vacuum underneath it. And it's like it's rubber, but it's got holes in it. I don't know if you know the kind of thing I mean. And when the sun shines on it, you can smell it. It gives off some rubber smell. So, you know, I can tell from as soon as I walk into the room whether the sun's out and if it's hot by that. Now I'm waffling aimlessly. I think I'm going to go make myself a cup of coffee. Haven't had anything to eat yet. Not really got much of an appetite. Yesterday I didn't eat anything, although in the evening Obi went down and got us a kebab. I don't eat meat, but I just have the pita bread with the salad and chips. But actually, he got it from a different place and I didn't like it as much, so I didn't eat it all. It was all right. There was nothing wrong with it. And it saved me cooking. Not that I mind cooking, but it's nice to have a day off once in a while. They put a lot of fried onions in it. And I like fried onions, but I like them cut fine, like kind of shredded. And these were big big slices of it, loads of it. I threw most of that away. They put whole mushrooms in it, which had been fried. I don't really like a lot of fried food. Okay, I had the chips, but they were like fries. They're not like chip shop chips. And they're not that greasy. But this made the rest of the salad kind of greasy, which I didn't like. I ate all the bread and I ate all the bits of the fresh salad, but I didn't eat the other stuff. And there was also like fried tomatoes, which I did eat. I ate half of one. But next time I hope he goes back to the place where we had it from before, because it was just a lot of fresh salad in the bread, which I like, and the chips. And so I wasn't being ungrateful, but I preferred it from the other place. So that's all I had to eat yesterday. I just haven't been hungry. I suppose it was quite a lot. I just had it in one go. But I had a yoghurt as well. A zero fat Activia vanilla yogurt, 0% fat, because I actually don't like really fatty milk and stuff. I can't stand full fat milk. I don't even like semi anymore. I just can't tolerate it. My stomach can, my mouth can't, and the idea of it, ugh. But anyway, I drink skimmed milk and 0% yogurt, 0% fat yogurt, because I don't find them so greasy and horrible. I think I'm going to go make some coffee, and I might have some toast. Just have a little bit of toast. My clock I think that's a bit slow, but it's just made the noise like it would chime at 1 o'clock. It goes like that, my poor clock. I'd love to hear it chime again. There goes the school bell. I don't suppose I ever will. The next thing now to be that we're actually saving up for, we were saving up for a car, but we decided to put that on hold for a while. I need a new laptop. My laptop is running very slowly now. We might be able to reformat it, but that involves having to back everything up. So I'm looking at getting a new one in the next couple of weeks, and we'll keep that one. I think Obi will probably reformat it, and that's fine, because you know all my stuff will be gone off of it anyway, so I don't have to worry about putting it all back on. I'll have to put it on the new one instead, and it'll probably run a lot better. But the speakers on the computer don't work, the actual computer speakers, and I think it's just a loose connection because sometimes it'll just work for a second. So I always have to wear earphones or have my PC speakers if I want to listen to music out loud. And that's okay, but because I always wear earphones anyway when I'm actually doing that stuff for myself, like emails or whatever. I don't like it coming out loud. I find it annoying, and it's annoying for other people. But if the speakers, if I want to listen to music like out loud, I'll have to put speakers in. Now, what's worrying me though is I've only got Jaws 13. And I'm probably going to have to get a Windows 8 laptop. I've got 7 at the moment. And I don't know if anyone can tell me that if they're a Jaws user, will 13 run with 8? Because I absolutely can't afford to buy a new one of Jaws. So I'll have to use work with a demo. I'll put a demo on there. And use NVDA. I don't know if that... Does that work? I've never used it or tried it or downloaded it or anything. But I know a lot of people do use it. So maybe someone can give me some feedback about that. I can't afford Jaws prices. They're absolutely ludicrous. The last time I bought Jaws was... when was it? Whenever Jaws 13 came out. I don't know how I afforded it. I don't know, I can't remember. I think I had 9 before that. I think I bought it about 5 years ago when I got my divorce settlement. I mean, we got divorced 7 years ago, but by the time we sold the house and everything, that was 5 years ago, so I think I must have bought it then. But I can't afford that on everyday stuff. I just can't. I mean, it's ridiculous. You can get the laptop for a couple of hundred quid, 300 quid. But Jaws has to be 800 or 900. And it's quite outrageous. So I'm quite interested in it. I might actually try downloading NVDA and trying it on, my current laptop. And see how I get on with it. It probably isn't quite as good, but then it's free, so, what do you expect? I don't tend to use my laptop a whole lot anyway these days. I think, with the advent of iPhones and stuff, you can do so much more on them than you would do on your old Nokia phone with talks. I mean, my last Nokia phone talks didn't even work on the internet. They said it was compatible. It was an E70 something. 72, was it? It just didn't work on the internet at all. You would get a blank. It just wouldn't say anything. You could go through the menus and you could get options and all that, but it wouldn't actually read any of the web pages at all. It was totally useless. I hated that phone anyway.
Alert. Low battery. 10% of battery remaining.
It was laggy. Button. It was laggy on the menus. You'd go to ring somebody and you'd press, the number you thought, but it had moved, and it wasn't just me that said that, it was people that could see had the same trouble. It had moved from what you selected, and it had gone to the one above or the one below, which is really annoying because you have to keep back going back and doing it again. I've called my ex at midnight once when I meant to call my husband when he was in Nigeria, and then I had my ex ringing me, what's wrong, thinking there was something up with the kids. I said, oh, nothing, I'm really sorry. I didn't even know it had rung because I realised. I think it actually rang once, and I realised it was the wrong ringtone. I disconnected it. I didn't even know I'd rung, because I didn't look. And then he rang me back and said, what's going on? I said, don't panic, it's nothing. Anyway, this isn't getting me anywhere. So I'll love you and leave you for now. I hope you're all having a good day. Make the most of the weather. I hope it's going to be nice for the rest of the week. I need to get out there and water my plants. I haven't done them for a couple of days. I hope they're not all dead. Now I've got to negotiate a dead rat. I'm not very happy about it, I tell you. Bye for now.
batteries.
Oh, low batteries come up.
Pause.